Grandhaven's favorite. Thrown out of work by the boss. You know what this means when I play this song. For
a loss. By the skirt. Who is doing him dirt?
The world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment.
Oh, indeed it is. Isn't it, Amber? The world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment. Amber Ponce with Central Park Players in the studio. We were talking off the air, and I was saying to you that if I would have grown up with a local theater company like this in my town, my life would have been dramatically different. And I just want to stress that to the audience, how lucky we are in a city this size to have something like Central Park Players. You know? She's shaking her head. We're on
it's absolutely... I think it's a great community resource,
yeah.
And the fact that it's run by volunteers from our community. And one of the things I mentioned earlier is that there's been a number of people who have been new to the area,
mm-hmm.
and have struggled to make connections.
Yeah.
And through the theater, they've found a place in the community, and it's branched them out into other areas
as
well.
I love it. Now, there's a lot going on, so we're going to go down the list. First of all, Central Park Players is a volunteer-run 501c3 nonprofit community theater that performs in Grand Haven. Every year you have a community picnic. That is on June 12th. Where is that at?
It's at Pottawatomie Park.
Okay.
Off Comstock.
Okay.
And it's from 6 to 8 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And we'll provide hot dogs and condiments, and people usually bring sides or desserts. And it's a bring your own beverage event.
Yeah.
We did get an alcohol permit. Please be responsible.
Yeah.
But we get together. We talk about our upcoming season. There's lawn games.
Oh, how
and
fun.
We give a quick update on the health of the overall organization.
Oh, okay.
And we announce and elect new board members.
Mm-hmm.
So it's open to anyone.
Yeah.
And it you don't have to be a member or a patron if you're just curious or just want a free hot dog.
That would actually be a good way to kind of check out what's going on. And that's from 6 to 8 on June 12th. That's my birthday, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Actually, sorry, it's not a community picnic. It's a Mary Ellen Murphy birthday
celebration. No, it's not. You have a lot going on. You have a call for directors, and this is really important because you've announced some new shows, right? And
yes.
This is for the 2026 season, right?
Yeah. Our season, it always starts mid-year.
Thank you. Okay.
Yep.
2025-2026 season.
Yep. So we're kicking off our 67th season. So we've been around that long.
Wow.
And yes, this year we decided to add an additional show.
Okay.
In the past, we had one junior production.
Mm-hmm.
We were here last year with the cast of Frozen Junior.
I remember that.
Yes. And what, we found is that there was some desire for younger kids to be able to have a bigger role and
okay.
maybe some of the older kids to maybe do more advanced choreography and things like that. So we split it up and we're having two shows this year. And we're doing Jungle Book Kids
mm-hmm.
and Beetlejuice Junior. And we're splitting them at seventh grade. If you're in seventh grade, you get to pick which
oh,
one you
cool.
want to be in. But,
okay.
You know, if you're older than that, then you got to do Beetlejuice Junior. If you're younger, you do Jungle Book Kids.
All right.
And auditions are June 9th and 10th
mm-hmm.
at the Central Park Place.
Yeah.
Community Center. Most
That's
of
right.
us still remember it as.
I know. It's such a beautiful place, though. I'm telling
it
you, it really, really is. And then you've got a 2-week day camp, which I'm going to sign up my granddaughter when she turns 5. She's going. It's called Act 1. And now it's full, but there are a few slots open for ages 5 through 8, correct?
Yes. So we have in the afternoon, there's the older kids. That one's fully booked,
okay.
which is great. We haven't had
wow.
that since before the pandemic.
Really?
That we filled it. Yep.
Okay.
And our younger group, ages 5 to 8, they're doing a baseball theme musical called It's a Hit.
I love this. Oh,
and
my gosh.
And they learn it, and they perform it at the end for their families.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. And so those are registrations open through this Saturday. So
okay.
Register by Saturday, and there's a link to that on our website, centralparkplayers.org.
All right. Now, a call for directors for the following shows. I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. That is a musical comedy. Joe DiPietro, is that how you say it? Music by Jimmy Roberts. It's an off-Broadway musical.
It
Ooh,
is.
Ooh, you need a director for that, don't you?
We do.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. What does a director do?
So
it's a lot of work. I know that.
I mean, it is, but the biggest thing what I've heard from people who have directed, and
okay.
I have not myself, is that directing is 90% casting. So it's making sure to find the right people that
mm-hmm.
can embody your vision. It's communicating clearly with everybody involved.
Okay.
And kind of bringing out the best and everybody in the team. Mm-hmm. You don't have to, you know, meticulously plan every single detail. What you do is you empower the people that are part of your team to do their best work.
Right.
And you help them discover their characters. So there's more information on our call for directors also on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about what a director does and what they can expect from CPP to support you. We also have openings for the majority of our creative staff for the upcoming season. And we consider ourselves a teaching organization.
Okay.
You know, I've heard from some people that live in bigger cities that they're not able to get into theater because they don't have the experience, you know?
I see. Okay.
And
okay.
So we're the kind of theater where, you know, we're all enjoying it together, learning it together. So mm-hmm. we invite the experienced and the inexperienced alike to come and contribute their gifts.
There you go. And I know there are many people that are retired, and I see them posting on Grand Haven Informed. Is there anything I can do? What should I do with my life? This would be perfect for somebody that's retired.
Absolutely.
Maybe a retired teacher out there. The next show will be Let Nothing You Dismay, a two-act play by Topher Payne, published in 2023. It's a comedic holiday play, and you'll bring that to Central Park Players in December. Marjorie Prime is a science fiction drama that explores human and digital interpersonal relationships and challenges, our perceptions of memory, identity, and loss. Ooh, ooh, artificial intelligence. Ooh, that'll be an interesting show. She Kills Monsters. That's a drama comedy that debuted in 2011. Wow. Let's see. That's really, really cool. I want to talk about Youth Fest because I've got you in here. I know you're
yes.
going to come back next week, but this is a really big deal. You've got performers from Central Park Players that are going to be heading to a national theater festival, correct?
Absolutely.
And
yes.
what is it? What is it all about?
So the American Association of Community Theaters, known as ACT,
yep.
they have every other year a big festival called ACT Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And for quite some time now, they've also had Youth Fest. And a festival, when you perform, you have to go from a certain amount of time, you have to set up your stage, perform,
yep.
and clear it. And
yep.
in this case, we get 60 minutes.
Okay.
But what we had an application process, and we submitted and were vetted and went through interviews, and they selected Central Park Players as one of 7 youth theaters nationwide.
That's huge, Amber. This is a really big deal. Wow.
It is. And we actually represent Region 3
okay.
of ACT, which is Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin.
Wow.
And not even that. Not every region even got to send somebody because of how few slots there were.
Incredible.
Yeah. So it's really exciting. We mm-hmm. have a cast of students that are from 5 school districts.
Okay.
They are from Spring Lake, Grand Haven,
Mona Shores
mm-hmm. West Michigan Christian, and Reese Puffer Schools.
Wow. Wonderful.
I think they are between the ages of 10 and 17.
Okay.
And they are going to be, they're learning this entire show. It is Runaway Princess, which was actually written by local Kate Reinders.
Right, right.
Who, she's had some success on Broadway and in
yeah.
television. And this was her first musical that she co-wrote with Paul Gordon, who is a Tony-nominated composer. And it debuted at our neighboring Muskegon Civic Theater back in 2023.
I remember that.
And Kate was kind enough to give us permission to chop it up and make it shorter so that it could fit within the format.
Okay.
So that's been a real fun challenge for our team that is trying to abridge it and
yeah.
make it fit in
yeah.
that time frame. And the leadership team are actually former cast members from that original musical. You have to be in 12th grade or younger to compete in Youth Fest.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the people who are originally in it are aged out. So our director, our assistant director, our music director, and our choreographer are all young adults that were previously in the world premiere of Runaway Princess.
I love that. I'm running out of time, but I love that. And
yeah.
that just tells me that theater across the bridge here in GR, everyone works together. You do. If you need something or, you know, you all kind of work together. Y'all know each other
yes.
too.
Yeah.
And you're just so much fun to hang out with. Theater people are the best. Okay. So you're taking all of these kids to Iowa for this National Theater Festival. That cost money. So you're looking for local businesses to possibly sponsor.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we'll have some kids in next week.
Yes.
And they'll
yes.
perform. We do have a flyer on our website.
Okay.
We have different levels of sponsorship. And if you sponsor a kid for $1,000, you get a lot of different promotions, but also we'll send some cast members to your office or your organization to sing some songs from the show
Ooh,
for you.
That's creative. I love that. Great marketing there. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next week, and we'll have some kids in here, and they'll sing some songs from Runaway Princess, okay?
Thank you so much.
I miss being on stage, but I love talking to theater people. You just, you invigorate me.